With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Museums in Monterey County have been ordered to close again. The uncertainty surrounding COVID-19 has forced museums around the region to reassess how they connect with their guests, even while their doors are shut. KAZU's Dylan Music reports.
At the Santa Cruz Museum of Art and History, Whitney Ford Terry greets an audience.
Okay, welcome, folks.
Ford Terry works with artists to put on exhibitions at the museum, which is known locally as the MA.
If you are here for a conversation with artists from beyond the world's end, you're in the right place.
But this time, the right place is a virtual Zoom conference instead of an in-person meetup inside the museum. A dozen or so artists in boxes fill the computer screen. The exhibit, Beyond the World's End, features art about the end of the world. In an ironic twist, the exhibit opened a week before the museum was ordered to close in mid-March due to the coronavirus pandemic.
And we ended up switching a lot of the content for that show to an online platform.
Museums like the MA have had to quickly adjust how they operate, including the Museum of Natural History in nearby Pacific Grove. It's a key stop for children's school trips, noted for its hundreds of taxidermied birds and a nearly 8-foot-tall stuffed brown grizzly bear just inside the entrance.
Informally in the museum, we've called him Dusty.
Juan Govea is director of community engagement for the museum. He says the museum saw its own shutdown on the horizon when the state ordered everyone to shelter in place. Once they closed, the staff took time to care for personal concerns, and then they ask themselves,
how do we do what we've been doing for years in a digital distance space?
They came up with Museum to You. It's a combination of live content through Zoom and pre-recorded videos like Bug Out with Bree. Bree Machuca is the museum's resident bug specialist.
This week, we are going to be talking about spiders. One spider in particular, the bold jumping spider.
Govea says this virtual space has been more successful than the museum could have imagined. They've had thousands of web visitors since the shutdown. That's up from just a few hundred views before shelter in place.
It has been an unexpected silver lining. I know that we've really enjoyed having speakers from across the state and guests on our programming that we normally wouldn't be able to do.
In nearby Salinas, the National Steinbeck Center also had to shut their doors in response to the pandemic. Within a week, the center came up with a virtual membership where members can get behind-the-scenes content without having to book a private in-person tour with a curator at the center's two-story complex in downtown Salinas, which is dedicated to the work of author John Steinbeck.
So it allows everyone from anywhere in the world to learn about what kind of pencil John used or what was the article he wrote with Grapes of Wrath.
Kat Harper is the guest services and events manager for the Steinbeck Center. She says it's exciting to see how this virtual content has helped the center bloom unexpectedly.
We need to keep up the virtual content because it's been just such a wonderful way of connecting with guests from all over the world.
Guests from all over the world will be able to enjoy the center's Steinbeck Country United Global Festival this August. This virtual event centers on the 75th anniversary of Steinbeck's novel Cannery Row. It will feature literary panels as well as musical acts performing live online. Local singer-songwriter Matt Costa is headlining the event. He's written songs based on Steinbeck's books, including Sweet Thursday.
Sweet Thursday's calling me back up to
In Santa Cruz, the MA has opened its latest exhibit, Queer Santa Cruz, in an online format. It explores the queer history of Santa Cruz, from the city's first Pride event in the mid-70s to the present day. Exhibition manager Whitney Ford Terry says it's had a big digital reach.
From looking at our data captured, it has been really successful and has been shared really widely, both in our county and around the world.
An unexpected silver lining in an otherwise difficult time. Dylan Music, KEZU News.
Up to